morning. It's AM Tampa Bay as we engage in putting fun in profundity here with Jack, Aaron, and Natalie and Katie. And you can join us at any time at 800-969-9352. But right now, we're going to turn to our go-to guy when we want to know what to do with our money. And that's Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert. And obviously, the big story is what's happened to Wall Street with a big collapse last week because of the coronavirus. And Jay, do we expect it to fall further or pretty much stabilize now?
You know, had we talked an hour ago, I would have been able to talk about how the Dow futures up 250, 300 points. Things are looking good, but now they're down. Oh. Dow's futures are down 62, so we have no clue what's going to be happening as we approach the opening bell. But yeah, last week we did see our long-awaited stock market correction, and as you guys and I have talked about for a number of years, these happen about every year, year and a half. The problem is most corrections, which are about a 10% drop or more off of a previous high, it normally takes 4 weeks or longer for that slowly to gradually drop from a correction standpoint. It stalls for about a week and then another 3 or 4, sometimes 5 weeks to totally regain what was lost and then a little bit more. This took place in a matter of days, and that's really what freaked out investors, because the speed of the drop, which of course the catalyst was the coronavirus that caused it to fall. And when I look at the volatility index, it's the scale that measures the basically the fear factor over the next 30 days on Wall Street, it's been at 15, 14, 16. Last week it hit almost 50. Ooh. And when you see that much uncertainty unleashed on Wall Street, you have people that are freaking out, and it's one of the reasons that, goodness, I think hourly in my inbox, I'm getting emails from people saying, Jay, what to do? What am I supposed to do? Because they're allowing that emotion to start to overtake them. And look, if this is a roller coaster, I can say what people have said for years. The worst time to jump off a roller coaster is when it's in motion. So just buckle up, maintain your, the plan of attack you have as far as your stock engagement, and recognize you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, that's true, the long haul. Is this not a good time to buy as the market is way down?
Jack, when I look at that volatility index, and it's been at and above 40 for several days, and one of the things that it reminds me of is the banking crisis in 2008. That fall in September, October, and November, we had a volatility or fear index that was 40 and higher for 3 months. It actually went to 80 a couple of times. And if you can imagine this week's market last week double with the idea of just how much volatility, it was just crazy. Now, we're certainly not there yet, but I do think that there's still some outlying concern that's causing a lot of people to say, maybe now's the time to take some of these profits off the table. And a lot of people are, unfortunately trying to time the market. Now, look, I time stocks based on the stock movement itself, not the market. You never want to try to time the market because you're always going to lose. People like Warren Buffett, they don't try to time the market. He's looking right now at various stocks, trying to see which ones he likes at a ridiculously discounted price. He knows right now where that point of entry is going to be. And when the stocks that he likes reaches there, he's going to buy the shares. Even if it drops 8 or 10% below that, he's not going to freak out because he recognizes he's buying it at a substantial discount. The problem is we have so much emotion that's going on right now, people aren't thinking logically. And I love the way that Warren Buffett talks about the stock market is a vehicle that moves money from the impatient to the patient. And that is exactly what we're seeing here with a lot of people that are second-guessing to death their long-term investment strategy over what's happened over just the last few days. This is what a normal market does, and investors recognize that corrections take place. Now, a lot of times corrections don't have a driver like the coronavirus. They just happen naturally on their own.
Yeah.
And that's why this week it's going to be interesting to see which way things are going to end up going.
Well, we'll check it out. And Jay, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, guys.